Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit by S.K. Grunin is a book written for children in a humorous fashion, telling tales of little misfit about the life lesson that life isn't always what it seems. It's intended to demonstrate that all of us at some point or situation may find ourselves as a misfit, and also how learning life lessons can help us build confidence and succeed in life. The book, as one reviewer said, is for the child in all of us. S.K. Grunin is a retired law enforcement officer, retired college professor. For almost 20 years, she taught for the University of Virginia and for a number of other colleges and universities. Dr. Grunin authored a published textbook that we used for her UVA graduate school courses, a retired executive, also been an executive coach, CEO, human capital consultant, retired from the federal government where she spent in various positions for the federal courts, including over 25 plus years spent as a federal law enforcement officer, a member of the executive board of the Gulf Coast Writers Association of Southwest Florida, a resident of Naples, Florida. Dr. S.K. Grunin, author of Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit, Book 1, Life Isn't Always What It Seems, winner of the 2020 Pinnacle Award for Best Book in the Young Adult category, our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Grunin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here with you. I'm excited to share a lot of the things about Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfits.
This is a great theme that you've come up with. The book is so well done. And like I said, it's a book really for the child and all of us. It's a great conversation starter. We'll talk about that as we go through the program. But this great resume that you have, this illustrious career that you've had, how did you end up deciding to write?
Well, actually, I started writing a lot when I was younger, and I always felt writing and reading were just so important. If I couldn't travel, I figured I could read and keep notes and journals and learn more, and that's how I started thinking about writing. And then, of course, I did the textbook when I was a professor at UVA and used it in the graduate school courses. Yeah. So the book later on came to me, this particular book, as I worked a lot with children over the years. Even though my law enforcement was mostly with adults, I did do some work in juvenile court in Indiana, in fact. And then I went on to work with kids and scouts. And my son went from Cub Scout to Eagle Scout. I was working with him. And then I also did work with the church in teaching Sunday school. And I learned that I was watching the kids, and I saw even myself growing up on a farm and realizing that if you knew some things about life and you learned lessons, you seem to do better in life and have more self-confidence. And so as I grew older, I started thinking about when I was working with people in law enforcement as a federal probation parole officer, I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if we could get kids and adults to learn these lessons younger and also maybe even have some way to talk about with their older folks, grandfolks and teachers about their own life lessons. And that's sort of how it became the kernel that started this whole process for me.
Well, and the end result, Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit, Book 1, Life Isn't Always What It Seems by S.K. Grunin, G-R-U-N-I-N. You'll find the book available at Amazon. I'll give you Dr. Grunin's website as well. A very talented artist in addition to the writing ability that she has, skcreations.com. Of course, all that on her website at thisweekinamerica.us. I had read that what you had to sort of lock yourself in a rented apartment in Portugal as you began writing, to spend some time there to sort of in seclusion to really get this process going. Talk about that.
Well, even if the kids went off to college and I was still working at that point, I had retired from my federal law enforcement and federal court career and started my own business. Until you get away from the phone and your computers and stuff, I found I couldn't devote enough time to writing. So my husband and I were in the process of selling our home in McLean, Virginia, and I said, well, let's take a trip for a month, let them sell our house, and I can write. And so we went to Lisbon and found a wonderful Portugal in Lisbon, the food and culture, and it was just so perfect for me to sit in the afternoons and write, and I started writing the series there and was able to get book 1 and 2 written in the 4 weeks, and that's really what gave me the impetus, was to have that time to really dedicate to writing.
What a great way to get started. You sort of secluded yourself with the thought in mind, I'm going to write, and you're doing it in lovely surroundings in Lisbon, Portugal. It's just it's a great way to get this started. I mentioned winner of the Pinnacle Award. How would you describe the genre you choose to write in? And again, this is a book, young adult and children themed, but adults are enjoying this book as well.
Correct. In fact, as you said, the children in each of us. In fact, one of my friends said it's the new Harry Potter for younger adults, but yet for older adults, we all like to read stories that can make us laugh and remind us of our childhood and share tales. It gets a dialogue going between the kids and adults. Even an elementary teacher here in Naples, Florida, told me she read it with her classroom and they just started talking about all kinds of stuff. She didn't know they even could talk. So she was laughing, saying, you know, this is a great book to read with, for teachers to read with and for parents and grandparents. And nowadays with the epidemic and the pandemic, having a book you can read over Zoom or WhatsApp with your grandkids or with your kids and getting them to talk about their own life experiences has been a really, my friends all tell me how much they've enjoyed doing that and how much it's helped them become even closer to their grandkids, even though they're not getting to see them right now.
Well, that's the nice thing. Besides being an entertaining story, it's a conversation that everybody can participate in, because as you're going, the children will have questions, you will have questions, you can talk back and forth. It's just a perfect way to begin a conversation. Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit, Book 1, Life Isn't Always What It Seems by S.K. Grunin. Available at Amazon, all the usual places, at Doctor's website, skgcreations.com. You've got this book in the young adult children category. You got the textbook that I talk about. Are you thinking about writing in another genre?
Actually, I've started another book, and my husband asked me how come I haven't. I said, well, when I finish the 7 series of Little Misfit, I will go back to this other book. But it's this one is based on my tales when I was a federal law enforcement probation parole officer in Chicago. And some of them are pretty scary stories, and finding a guy in the trunk of a car in O'Hare Airport who was one of my parolees and getting called by the police to go identify him. And so I said, you know what, I think I'll wait to put that one out to make sure that any of those characters may not be around anymore.
That will be interesting. I am looking forward to the others in the Life Lessons series. I'm looking forward to that as well. I remember the when that comes out, go directly to the Body in the Trunk episode, and you'll get the real story on that. In this book, Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit, talk a little bit about the main character, some of the facts about her, how you drew up Little Misfit.
Well, Little Misfit are also known as Ivy Sue Klutz, and that name was picked intentionally as one of the stories tells, and she's asked by her first grade teacher what your name is, and she didn't like being called Ivy Sue. You'll figure that out later on. So she said I.S. Klutz, her first two initials, and the teacher repeats her name, I.S. Klutz, and all the kids start laughing. They all go, you too, and Little Misfit goes, you too, and she goes, oh my God, you're thinking I'm Klutz. So anyway, she likes to kind of have a lot of humor.
Yes.
So Ivy Sue Klutz kind of fit the terminology. And as you see in there, how her name kind of evolves into different things. But as a little misfit, she's very independent. And she finds herself a nonconformist, somewhat precocious. But she loves being a tomboy. And when they move to the country, that's really important for her to really get to be more, I think, exploring in herself and finding who she is a big part of that.
She's got a sense of humor as you do. What's your relationship with Little Misfit, with Ivy Sue Klutz? Is there any of you in her or her in you?
I think a little bit of both. I can relate to some of the stories, and of course some stories that I've observed with other kids and stuff. So, you know, all of these are based on really real stories, but different names, but different things that happened in whether it was in my life or others' lives. And so I've been able to figure out, and as a young person for me too, having a sense of humor, and even as an adult, I think is so important in life and to help us get through our life and be healthier even in our spirit with being able to laugh and tell jokes and have some wit without making it at anyone else's expense.
Boy, there's so much serious stuff going on in the world that we really need that escape. And you have that. This book is so well done. Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit. Book one, Life Isn't Always What It Seems by S.K. Grunin, G-R-U-N-I-N. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, linked by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I talk to so many authors in talking about the writing process, and they say one of the big stumbling blocks that they run into, it's not necessarily writer's block, but it's they have this fast food urge all the time because they're just sitting, thinking, and suddenly Cheetos comes into mind as they're sitting there working. Do you have that? Do you have a healthy option when you're eating, or do you have that snack bowl close by?
No, actually, no fast food, no splurges for me. For whatever reason, that's not been a compulsion for me. I actually just enjoy when I have a good day of writing, going out and having a really nice, healthy dinner somewhere. And Naples has lots of places, but when we were in Lisbon, I learned to like octopus. That was fun. That was good and different. So, I think that for me, that's been the thing. I don't know what it is, but I don't have a need to do that. I think when I start to write, I'm so into the character and writing, and it just sort of takes over for me. I could forget about even where I am and what I'm doing.
Well, I didn't mean to plant a negative suggestion in your mind. As you're sitting there now and you're thinking, if I had a little fun-sized Butterfinger right now, it wouldn't be bad. That's my fault. I apologize for that. I really didn't want to do that. Boy, time is going by so quickly. I want to talk about the latest project you're working on. Give me sort of, if you would, an elevator pitch for the latest project that you're working on.
Well, at this point, I'm doing a lot of the media stuff for the book. I'm in the middle of right now doing the audio book. There's a hardback, there's a paperback, and there's an ebook. And I'm in the middle right now on Audacity, working with a coach to record Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit to have an audio book to be put out on Amazon and also on Overstock in the libraries. And I'm also working with a variety of different media folks to get the book. It's now in about 24 world libraries and a couple dozen international bookstores. It's published in London, so the book is more, even the spelling, if you look at it, you know, some say, oh, it's misspelled. No, they're London, they're British styled because it was published in London. So people have to realize that even though you're buying it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble in the United States, it's still got British spelling in it.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're busy with all of these projects going on. And in addition to that, we're in this crazy COVID world right now. Is it difficult sometimes with everything going on? And probably you try to hide the newspaper, turn the news down when it comes out so you don't have to listen to it. But is it difficult to focus on the work in progress when all this other stuff, specifically COVID, is going on?
Well, I think because of Zoom and WhatsApp, I'm able to do that and work with a lot of the Twitter and Instagram, and learning a lot of things about how to use some of these tools that I never used before, so that I can do more publicity for the book, because I believe that this book could really be of help, especially getting dialogue going between generations and getting people to really have some laughs during this hard, difficult, challenging time we're in. So I'm really trying to get... with Austin McCauley, they do some marketing, but it's a hybrid company. So even I think with big companies, you have to do a lot of your own marketing. So I'm trying to learn how to do that so this book can be put out and really make a difference in people's lives.
What has that been like for you doing the marketing and looking for a publisher? And I ask that because so many people think, okay, you write a book, job done. That's just the beginning, isn't it? That's the creative part. Now you have to do the business part and get the book out there where it's going to impact lives. How challenging has that been for you?
Well, it's a learning process, certainly. Yes. And I ended up going the hybrid route because Austin McCauley accepted my script when I sent it in, and they wrote actually a pretty neat thing back to me in a nice letter, and they said, your works, I sent the book 1 and 2, were found to be very engaging, evocative reads written in accessible manner for children of all ages. That was by Rebecca Poyning, the managing editor at the time of Austin McCauley in London. So I said, you know what, I think they'd like the books, and so I'm going to go with them. And then I learned more about what the difference is between hybrids and regular publishers. So I never tried to go with one of the big publishers to begin with. But I think the hybrid is okay for me. As I said, they don't do as much of the things like marketing and things that you probably would get from a Simon & Schuster, get an advance. You don't get any of that. Even though I had a book published, it was because it wasn't a similar genre. They didn't give you any kind of advance or anything. I'm looking forward to getting my first check, actually, after a year for having the book published for royalties. So I don't even know, I do know it's selling, and I do know they say they'll send me a check. And they said they're going to be able to give me in dollars instead of pounds. So that'll be it.
That'll be a little easier to cash once you get it. Take a picture of it so you can frame it and then cash it. With us on the program is Dr. S.K. Grunin. That's G-R-U-N-I-N. The book is Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit. This is book one, Life Isn't Always What It Seems. A few minutes left. I want to touch on this thing with social media. You talk to some writers that say, I have to really force myself in some cases to set aside some time every day to work social media. There are so many platforms out there, and just when you think you're on all of them, something else pops up and you realize I probably should be on there as well. How do you allocate time to be on social media, to do the marketing?
Well, what I try to do is spend 2 to 3 hours I try to set aside, either in the mornings if I can. I try to do my pool exercises if it's warm enough. That, I try to spend the time doing work on either Twitter or Goodreads or doing some other sites that are out there that you can put your book out on there, get reviews. I've gotten about 24 reviews on Amazon, and also in UK I've gotten some, and then also on my author's website, Austin McCauley's website for my author website, I've got about 24. So I've gotten all 5-star reviews, and so I try to take some of the reviews and also put them out on Twitter, because I think when you can put somebody's direct review of how there's like this one guy who was a lawyer who said that he provides child care for 3 rambunctious 9-year-old triplet boys. And then how they always like to spend time on tablets and, electronics. And he said, well, since you're under my charge for the summer, I'm going to make you also read. And so he said, I started getting them books. And then one of them was Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit. And at first they said, well, it's about a girl and a little bit. But all of a sudden they started reading it. And he said, next thing I know, they said they liked the fact that they loved that the Little Misfits was speaking directly to them. They said that the writing was just a life, like their own life stories. And then they started asking him about his childhood. They had no trouble reading the stories and actually summarizing them. And then he said, what I love most about it is that they were able to relate the stories to their own lives, and the stories never failed to prompt them to talk about their own experiences, relate them to Little Misfit. She's a great model for them and helps them to realize that things that may puzzle or bother them in their own experiences may be universal. I confess that Little Misfit even reminds me of my own childhood experiences. Congratulations to Dr. Grunin for creating a character that teaches life lessons in such a fun, personal way. I'm looking forward to reading Volume 2, Life Isn't Always Fair, and so are the 3 little boys. So that was one of the reviews on Amazon.
That and over and over again, I would think that, boy, anytime you feel like, boy, do I have to really concentrate on, and then you think of the impact it had on that family. And as you're reading the reviews, kids love it. They can relate. Humorous and delightful read. Sparks discussion and story sharing. All the elements that you look for as you begin this process are there, and people are, it's impacting lives in a very positive way. Where do these ideas come from?
Well, it's interesting. I think a lot of it came from when I was a kid. Things that happen, but I also think that as I grew up, as I said, I always liked pranks and like sense of humor, but I also like to work with kids and just saw a lot of things happening when I work with young adults and even when I work with adults. And I did a lot of coaching and counseling and became an executive coach. And what I would find out is what really affected them when they were growing up or when they were learning life lessons as a young adult. Many of them felt they didn't really experienced a lot of things, and over again, they didn't learn from their failures. And I thought, well, you know, isn't that interesting? Is there a way that I can take that and put that into something that can be humorous, helpful, and yet allow all of us, young adults and children and everyone, to really benefit from something, from the life lesson?
You know, the series is so well done. Let's talk about book two, Life Isn't Always Fair. Boy, there's something that good for kids to know, because at an early age, they find out that to be a fact. As an adult, we were reminded of that on an ongoing basis. Hey, life isn't always fair. Talk about that, and when we can buy the book. Is it out now? Has it been published?
No, Austin McCauley is in the midst of what they do is, after the first year, which will be May 29th, they'll be reviewing how book one did, and then hopefully they'll be proceeding. They said if book one does as well as we hope it does, we'll proceed to publish book two and do the artwork for it. Book two, though, is based on a personal experience of a life lesson when I was in fifth grade, and this is when she learns it. Ivy Sue learns this lesson in her fifth grade year of school. And what each lesson is as she's growing up. So the first book is 3.5 to age through age 9. And book two is when she's in fifth grade, age 10. And life lessons and tales of Little Misfit with Life Isn't Always Fair. There's so much about that particular lesson that it took her whole fifth grade year to explore that lesson. So that book two is just her age 10, fifth grade, when she learns that particular lesson. So it's got a lot of humor in it. It actually is one of my favorite life lessons of the seven lessons that are planned as she's growing up, that I'm sharing with the audience. But I'm hoping that book two will be out end of this year.
Well, and you can check all of this information, of course, the Amazon with the author page there, and skgcreations.com. Minute or so left in the program. Where all can we find you? We joked about social media, and you're all over the place. Where's the best place to find you, to follow you on social media?
Well, you can reach me on my Facebook.com at GrunenSK, or also if you go on Amazon to my book, there's actually an author page that you can follow, and anything that comes out new will be put on there, and you can read all the 20-something 5-star reviews that are on there, and what people are saying about the book, and put your own review, hopefully, up there. And you can that's where you can either get the ebook, the hardback, or the soft copy of the book, or also Barnes & Noble is carrying it here. But also, I'm also on Twitter, Dr. S.K. Grunen at Grunen Doctor. And those are the best ones, probably, besides my webpage, where you can see. And if you want to order a copy of the book signed with my Pinnacle Award on it, you can find that on my webpage, how to do that.
Fantastic. Now, this was winner 2020 Pinnacle Award for Best Book in the Young Adult category. The book is Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit, Book 1, Life Isn't Always What It Seems, by S.K. Grunen. And you spell Grunen, G-R-U-N-I-N. Got bifocals here. G-R-U-N-I-N. You'll find S.K. Grunen. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and Dr. Grunen's website, skgcreations.com. Doctor, it's been a real pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit. A job well done. When you read the reviews, it's so impressive how this is touching families and bringing families closer together and discussing common problems that young children and adults deal with as well. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Rick. And I do hope that people really get the book, do a review, and share their own life lessons with their kids or grandkids, or if they're a teacher, with their pupils. I hope that happens.
They really need to do that. And again, you'll find it at Amazon, skgcreations.com, Barnes & Noble. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information on the book, Life Lessons and Tales of Little Misfit. You'll find it on the website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.